Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Initiative. My name is Marcy Stern, and today we will be studying Hosea Perek Hei. Last class, the Navi in Perek Daled enumerates many sins of Yisrael that anger Hashem besides their involvement with idolatry. Through the description of their punishment, we learn of their disdain for the Nevi'ei Emet trying to help them, the influence of the Nevi'ei Sheker, the false prophets, on them, and the lack of leadership and direction by the Kohanim. One powerful redeeming trait they had, nonetheless, was unity. Chavur Atzabim Ephraim Hanachlo. In Perek Hei, the Navi begins by placing blame on those primarily responsible for the sinning. He condemns the kings of Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes, who prevented the people from going up to be Ola Regel to Yerushalayim on Shavuos, Pesach, and Sukkot. As you know, when Yeravam broke off from Rehoboam, the son of Shlomo, and the 10 tribes moved north, he set up Agalim in calves, Avodah Zarah in Dun and Betel. And when and if anybody wanted to go down, they couldn't. And this set a precedent not only for Yeravam's time, for the kings that followed. The Pasuk Aleph begins in this particular perek, Shimu Zot HaKohanim, listen, Kohanim. And we've heard already a lot about the Kohanim and how they weren't playing their role in the last perek. V'hakshivu Beit Yisrael, listen to the house of Israel. And now, Uveit HaMelech HaAzinu, the house of the king should listen very carefully. Ki lachem hamishpat, you are being condemned, the judgment is yours. Ki pach hayitem lamitzpah, you have been a snare in mitzvah. V'reshet prusha al tabor, and you have been like an extended net over tabor. What do we mean here? So Rashi and Metzudas come in right away, and they tell us that Mitzpah and Tabor are two mountains. And what Yeravam did, and subsequently the other kings, they put Shomrim on these mountains to make sure that nobody would be able to go up to Yerushalayim for Aliyah Regel. When you're on a mountain, you can see far and wide, especially if any of you have ever been on the top of Har Tabor. Highly recommend it. You really see the valley. You can see where people are going. So they are being blamed primarily for the sinning that's going on. However, quickly the Navi returns to the guilt of the people. And in Pasuk Beis, he says, "V'shachata sheitim he'emiku." The people who have turned away from the ways of Hashem, sheitim, have turned away, he'emiku, they deepen their sin of not going on Aliyah Regel by killing animals for karbanos to Avodah Zarah. And so he finishes up by saying, va'ani musar l'chulam. And so I am going to bring yesurim on all of you, not yesurim meaning pain, suffering, to all of you, the kings as well as the nation. And he goes on to add, B'nai Yisrael, don't think you're fooling me. Don't think, Aseres HaShvatim, that you're fooling me, that you aren't as wicked as you are. Yisrael, lo nichechad mimeni. Nothing's hidden from me, he says in Pasuk Gimel. I know your true feelings that are inside of you. I can see them. The people claimed that they followed the kings and worshipped the eagle out of fear of death. They didn't really want to do it, but Hashem knows that they did want to do it willingly all alone. And so the pasuk goes on, ki ata, but now he's nesa Ephraim. Now I see that you have been immoral, nitma Yisrael, and you have defied yourselves. And now it is seen by everybody. What does that mean? At the end of Aseres HaShvatim, at the end of the kings, there was the last king, Hosea ben Ela. And this last king, you have to make sure, we're not talking about Hosea the Navi now, but Hosea ben Ela, the last king of Aseres HaShvatim. What happened was he removed the guards that prevented them from going to Yerushalayim. He no longer coerced them to worship the Agalim in the north. Yet, They continued on their own volition, B'nai Yisrael. And so the culpability is on the king primarily because he started it all, but the nation too, because they did what they wanted to when they could have done the tshuva. And during the times of Hosea, it's totally visible to all. They are so corrupt and they are so steeped in the wrongdoing that Pasuk Dalet says, Lo yitnu ma'alehem lashuv el elokechem. Your deeds are so bad that they're not allowing you to return to Hashem. Because sometimes, this is really a horrible thing, but sometimes we are so steeped in our sins that there's no such thing as just doing tshuva, wiping everything away. But sometimes we need the Yisurim. And that's what he's saying, that's where you're at. And so, what will Hashem do? Va'ana ga'on Yisrael. He will humble the pride of Yisrael. A minute just to say, there are a number of places in Nevi'im Achronim that the Nevi'im talk about the pride of Yisrael, or Gaon Yehuda, the pride of Yehuda. They are not ashamed of their sinning. They are brazen in their sinning. They're proud of who they are. And that's so opposite of the midos that B'nai Yisrael are really supposed to have. What are our midos? Rachmanim, Baishanim, V'gom Le'chasanim. We have mercy, we do chesed, but we're Baishanim. There's a certain humility that we do not, when we sin, we do not brag. We are humble and we are embarrassed. And even whatever we do, we try to do with humility. And so Hashem says, what is the final analysis? Three words, Ve'Ephraim yikashlu ba'avonam. Ephraim will stumble through their sinnings. They will suffer. They will have the onesh. But suddenly, at this point, in this very same pasuk, we have three words in the perek that take the perek in a new direction. Because immediately after saying the Ephraim yikashlu ba'avonam, Ephraim will stumble through her sins, he says, v'chashal ba'avonam gam Yehuda imam. Yehuda will also stumble through her sins. We've suddenly coupled Yisrael with Yehuda. Radak says, why? Because Yehuda also did Avodah Zarah. Okay, so they are now on the same track, although not maybe at the same point. That which is going on in the northern kingdoms is now seeping into the southern kingdoms and is going to affect their fate as well. By the way, Mitzvah says something I think very interesting on this idea that they are sinning, Yehuda, and that they will stumble and fall. He says, Be'et yimulah sa'atam. When will they fall, Yehuda? When their measure is full. And we know that Yehuda does go on for much longer, right? After Galus HaSeres HaShoatim, after the exile of the 10 tribes. So we're not equating them exactly, because we know Yisrael was much worse. However, they are being equated because they're both in jeopardy now because of where they're headed. Bahashem Bagadu, Yehuda rebelled. Kibanim Zarim Yaladu, they intermarried, it says. Listen to this pasuk, very interesting. Ata Vachlam Chodesh et Chalkehem. And now what's going to happen is the month will eat up at their portion. And of course, what month are we talking about according to Radak? Tammuz Av. That was 3-week period where the Mapala came for Bayis Rishon. The rest of the perek is a series of parallel psukim between Ephraim and Yehuda that describe their sins and their fate, but they're always coupled. Ephraim, Pasuk Tet says, L'shama tihiyeh b'yom tochecha. Ephraim will be bewildered or will be destroyed, depending how you say the word, on the day of rebuke. Pasuk Yod, Hoy sarei Yehuda, woe is the offices of Yehuda, k'masigei gvul, they like shift their boundaries. What does that mean? That when somebody is masigvul, he takes that He moves the boundary and tries to get the other person's property. And that's really what Yehuda's doing. They are now taking, grabbing for the property, not such good property, of Ephraim and being influenced by their wrongdoings. Hoy, woe is to them. Aleihem eshpoch kamaim evrati. And so on them I will spill the waters of my anger, meaning they will be punished. The fury of Hashem at Yehuda is there for, number one, not being the example to Yisrael and trying to correct them. They had the Beit HaMikdash Yehuda, but they didn't spill their influence to the north, but rather for following the ways of Avodah Zarah while having that Beit HaMikdash, allowing the negativity of the north to come to the south. And so, Pasuk Yud-Gimel, we have another one of our comparisons. Va'ani ka'ash le'Ephraim, I will be like a moth that's going to eat up clothes to Ephraim, destruction. Uchrakav le'Beit Yehuda, and like a worm that eats away at trees to Yehuda. Parallel construction, putting them on the same line, so to speak, even though we know the differences. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayar Ephraim et Cholyo, Ephraim sees his sickness, Uyehuda et Mizaro, Yehuda sees his wound, meaning sickness is a mashal for punishment. When we, and what are, enemies were coming on them. They were having foreigners trying to enter their gates. Instead of realizing that this was all coming from Hashem as a punishment, they go and ask for the help from Asher. Both, once Ephraim, it's time, Yehuda, it's time, I won't go through those details, but they didn't turn to Hashem. And so he says, Ki anochi kishachal Ephraim, pasuk yudad, I will be like a lion to Ephraim. Uchachvir lebeit Yehuda, a smaller lion for Yehuda. Interesting, the larger lion is for Ephraim, because Ephraim's destruction and punishment is much greater than that Yehuda has. And then he says, really quite a remarkable pasuk, Ani, he says his name twice, Ani etrof, I will tear them apart, you, as the lion, right? As the lion that pounces, ve'elech, Pasuk goes on to say, and then I will go, and I will take away my shechina. I will go to the Shamayim. That is Makom Kvodi. That is where my Kisei HaKavod is. Esa ve'ein matzil. I will carry them off. There will be no one to save them. Like a lion destroys its prey and carries it off with no one, not even Asher, able to rescue the victim from its clutches. Pasuk Tetvav, Eilech Hashuva El Mekomi, the last Pasuk says, I will go return to Shamayim. Ad Asher Ye'eshmu, until they admit their guilt. Ubikshu Panayim, they seek me out. But Zar Lahem, when they are in trouble, Yeshacharunani, in their distress, they will seek me out. The Al-Shik says, my Shechina will be withdrawn until one of two things is going to happen. Either they'll recognize their guilt on their own, or they will encounter sorrows and misfortunes that will force them to turn to me. The 12 tribes began as one nation with common missions and goals. Tragically, they were torn into two by Yeravam and his Agalim, which physically and spiritually separated the two parts of Bnei Israel. The downfall, spiritually and politically, threatens the viability not only of the 10 tribes, but Yehuda as well. The Navi wants both parts to understand well the dangers that lurk behind them if they are not careful. Yehuda must not follow the ways of Yisrael. And so we understand the combined condemnations of both Yehuda and Yisrael in Perek Hay. The Al-Sheik, nonetheless, does make an important distinction between Yisrael and Yehuda's fate. Ani etrof, I will tear them apart. Ve'elech, and I will go. Esa, I will lift them up. Ve'ein matzil, and they will not be able to be saved. He says, I will tear away at Yehuda, and then I will go away without wreaking any more destruction on him. But I will carry away Yisrael to a distant land, because that's really what happened. Golus Aser Seshvanim, for we don't know where they are till today. Why do they go? Because Ein Matzil, there is no one to save them. They do not have the Beit HaMikdash as a merit to save them. Even with everything that happened, Yehuda still had the Beit HaMikdash. And so Hashem beschut that and was willing not to send them off the Ein Matzil. Thank you for learning with me today. Le'ilui Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas, Alexander Center.